Welcome to Intersection Live, the tax and accounting profession's premier podcast source, provided by the CPA Technology Advisor and ADP Small Business Services, supporting the accountant community.
Hi, this is Darren Root, Executive Editor of the CPA Technology Advisor for Intersection Live. I'm here today with Teresa McIntosh. Teresa is the Senior Vice President, Mid-Market Segment of Tax and Accounting Business of Thomson Reuters. Welcome, Teresa.
Thanks, Darren. Love being here.
Well, thanks for taking your time out this afternoon. I think what I'd like to do is start off today just kind of giving our audience a little bit of background on yourself and what your current job is with Thomson Reuters.
Well, my current role with Thomson Reuters is really heading up what we consider to be the core segment or the mid-market segment of the software and services business of tax and accounting. So a lot of our firms are anywhere from, let's say, 1 to 25-person firms, and then we have another segment that deals with firms that are a little bit larger than that called the enterprise segment. So a lot of what we do is really focusing on the day-to-day needs of practicing accountants and making sure that they have technology solutions that allow them to be more productive and profitable.
You know, as I look at your title, I think you might have to wrap that around to the other side of the business card.
It almost is a two-sided. Yeah, I'm also a CPA and CITP, so you forgot a few things in there.
I knew that. I just didn't think I could get it all in one long sentence.
Yeah, it is a challenge on any web submit form. I'll give you that.
I understand.
Yeah, I came from the business of practicing accountancy originally, and then went into development for what was then Creative Solutions, and then spent some time in strategic marketing.
Right.
So, been through it all.
You have. You and I have been friends for a long time, and you have to be one of my trusted business advisors as well. So, I appreciate that.
As you are ours.
Thank you. Today, I'd like to really kind of talk a little bit about why tax and accounting professionals should be paying attention to what you guys are doing.
You know, obviously the tax and accounting business, we're doing a lot of really exciting and innovative things, from products and research solutions, workflow solutions that can really make a practicing accountant a lot more profitable. But what really excites me these days is focusing on, you know, what the business is going to look like for practicing accountants as we come out of this recession, which we will, we always do, and we will this time as well. And what does the makeup of our clientele look like? I think this is something that a few of us have maybe glossed over because we've been so focused as a profession on staffing and staffing shortages and how to, you know, get next generation resources into our firm, how to make them comfortable, how to get them speaking to our clients in a language that we're comfortable with. That's really where 100% of our focus has been over the last really 5-10 years even, that we've been feeling the staffing shortage. Well, what's interesting to me is if you look at the same dynamics, the same thing is going to happen to our client bases. So just as the majority of our clients right now might be baby boomers and you deal with a handful of decision makers that are Gen X's, maybe a quarter of your clientele, and then much smaller percent of probably millennials at this point, you know, as we progress and grow our firms over the next, you know, 5 and 10 years, that dynamic is really going to shift. And I think why that's so interesting is because the characteristics of your clients then change so much. You know, when I talk to accountants, which I do day to day, every day, it seems, you know, a lot of them are saying, well, my clients aren't necessarily ready to go to the web, or, you know, my clients aren't asking me for that. And I'm, you know, kind of pushing back a little bit on that and say, what about your clients tomorrow? Because I think that that's what we need to prepare for today. And, you know, when I even look at myself, if, you know, which, you know, I've been 40 under 40, so I guess my age is not top secret. I can't claim I'm 29 either. You know, when I look at my Gen X or friends, and they are affluent people or emerging affluent people, we are all exceptionally comfortable with technology. And it's not just comfort, it's actually an expectation. You know, I wouldn't think to do business with a bank that didn't have online services. I wouldn't think to do business with a broker that didn't have online services.
Right.
And honestly, I wouldn't think to do services with an accountant that couldn't offer me 24/7 access to my information.
Actually, as I think about those, you know, the bank or the broker, I mean, that drives my decision what their online capabilities are.
It absolutely drives my decision. I mean, even in your personal life, Darren, when do you have time to do your personal financial planning or even the books for your business? You know, it's hard to get around and find the time to do that.
Well, as you know, you know I'm a practicing CPA.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in our firm, I couldn't agree with you more that there's a couple of different facets here. One, you know, what kind of firm do younger people want to work in?
Yep.
And then the other side of that, what kind of firm do clients want to engage with? And I think we have to be looking towards having access anytime, anywhere, you know, for our own staff's work-life balance and productivity needs, as well as our clients have a need that they want access to things anytime, anywhere. And so I think we do have to be looking forward to that.
Yeah. You know, and I know one niche that you're very active practicing in with physicians, you know, when do they have time to access the books for their small practice? It's on the weekends, it's Sunday mornings, it's late at night. You know, they don't have time to stop by their accountant on Main Street like the generation preceded us did.
Right.
And so I think, you know, when I get excited about what products that we're bringing to market and that we're affecting customers' lives, those are the ones that really, you know, energize me. We've had a complete portal process since 2001, which is, you know, gosh, it's 8 years now. And, you know, I remember the first questions because I was out there talking to customers that were adopting that technology even then, of which you were one. And, you know, the questions used to be very simplistic, like, well, do I need to leave my computer on? And are they accessing my hard drive? And, you know, things like that. And it's fun to see how the world is totally evolved and people are just very, very comfortable with that technology. Your clients are very comfortable with that technology and, in fact, expect it. So those are things that I think I'm most excited about, that we're really, really changing the face of the business and the industry.
Well, you know, I think you guys came out with File Cabinet CS probably in the late 90s.
Yep,
and
99.
And today, you know, paperless is a given, I think. If you're not there, you should be on your way there.
Yeah.
But I really think portals, we're right there on portals too. Yeah, I think it's got to be a given pretty soon.
Yeah, it's interesting. A few kind of statistics come to mind. One is it happens to be where we have the business here on I-94 in Michigan. There's a big billboard. And it's from ready.gov, and it talks about the number of businesses that never reopen after a disaster. And it's 1 in 4. And it's a government stat. 1 in 4 businesses never reopen after a disaster. And so that always strikes me that, you know, really when we think of accounting firms and my primary customers, they're really small businesses across the country. And, you know, what are we doing to be ready? Whether it's a flood in Fargo, or things that you don't think could really happen, you know, we need to be prepared for them. I can't remember what the name of the hurricane was last fall. Gosh, it's slipping my mind. But it was a major one that went through Houston and Galveston.
Sure.
And 71 counties in Ohio were declared a disaster zone.
Mine was one of them in Indiana.
Okay,
you know,
I mean, that's just stunning. You don't plan for hurricanes when you're in the Midwest. And so, you know, what are you doing for your practice to make sure that it can really, you know, survive and thrive in the new world? The other thing that I've seen really affecting people's adoption rates is the security changes and the kind of the responsibility that we have for the security of our client data. And it feels like a light has gone on with a lot of practitioners that it's much safer in a secure data center than anything that they could ever have in their office.
Yeah.
And it feels like just in the last 2 years, that's really gained a lot of awareness in the marketplace.
And rightfully so. We do need to take that seriously as a practicing profession.
Mm-hmm.
The security issue, I think, is a tremendous issue.
Well, and now several states are actually mandating that you know, client communications are encrypted.
I think,
you know, Massachusetts, Nevada, I believe Minnesota's looking at it. So a lot of states are getting on board with that or have already got there. That will mandate that you don't email a tax return to a client or, you know, other insecure methods. And really, portals are ideal solutions with that because obviously they're encrypted.
Well, that's a perfect segue into really my last question. I'd like to talk just a little bit about products and services that you guys have that help solve some of these needs for the practitioner.
Sure. We certainly deal, you know, a lot of, you know, specific products like our portal solutions with NetClient CS, our hosted solutions with Virtual Office CS. A lot of our information and guidance really give you checklists and preparation controls so that you can determine where your risk is and mitigate that risk. We also offer, you know, consulting services that can help you even navigate these waters and figure out what it is that, you know, is going to take your firm from the firm of today to really the firm tomorrow. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that we also, you know, will help you with certain payroll services. If, you know, that is actually one way to mitigate some of this risk, and that is to outsource some of your payroll to somebody that you can trust that works with accounting firms exclusively. And we do that with a segment of our business called MyPay Solutions. And all the information on that is available on the website.
Which is what? cs.thompson.com?
It is cs.thompsonreuters.com. Yes, it's a mouthful.
Not unlike your business card.
I know. Yeah, between my last name and my business, nobody can ever find me. But
just a point of clarification, just so the audience knows. I mean, when we talk about maybe portals, I mean, there's sort of an end user, our client portals, but then we also have, when you mentioned Virtual Office, that's really a portal for the firm where they can do all their work.
Yep, you're right. I should have clarified that a little bit more. We really have two different portal solutions. One is a way for you and your firm to have all of your data and applications hosted, and you can access it, you and your staff can access it from any time and anywhere in the world. That's called Virtual Office. Your access to that is a type of portal. Then there's a completely separate, and you don't have to do both, there's a separate aspect of portals called NetClient CS, and that's really the communication between the accounting firm and their client. So you can do things on NetClient CS like show them tax returns, show them bills, show them stock quotes if you want. And then you can have more interactive things where you're actually hosting software for them to access, things like CBS. And even this year, we're going to roll out some other third-party client accounting applications that we'll be hosting as well. In addition to that, if you're doing the payroll for your clients and you want to interact with your payroll clients such that they can enter their payroll hours or print their own payroll checks, all of that is available on the portals as well.
Right.
And that's all in the NetClient CS.
You may not know, but you know, my dad's 80, and he has ran a small practice in his town for quite a number of years. And last year, I put him in a Virtual Office. This is actually his first tax season. You know, I was concerned about his backup capabilities and, you know, just
right,
being able to update software and so on and so forth. And he's really, really been happy with the Virtual Office solution.
That's great.
There's a lot for an 80-year-old who wants to engage, you know.
You know, but honestly, and you know this because you're techie, it's hard to do all that yourself.
Yeah.
You know, it takes a lot of energy and time and expense to be knowledgeable enough to maintain an efficient network. And so a lot of people are realizing that their time is better spent doing what they do best, which is accounting and tax work.
Well, I feel like I should be sending you guys more money because I was having to go down to his town to do some work for him.
Don't worry, I'll find a way.
And now you guys have that covered for me, so that's just perfect.
Thanks. I'll figure out how to add that to your bill, Darren.
I understand. Anything else that you want to talk about as it relates to products and services?
No, I think that about covers it.
Good. Well, we're about out of time, so that works out quite well. I know how busy you are, and I know it's actually March 31st, and I've got 2 weeks left of tax season, so I really appreciate your time this afternoon.
Well, thank you so much, Darren.
All right, thanks.
The CPA Technology Advisors Intersection Live podcast series is brought to you by ADP Small Business Services, supporting the accountant community. For more information about the CPA Technology Advisors' other podcast programs, webcasts, and our e-newsletter, visit cpatechnologyadvisor.com. To ask questions or leave comments about our podcasts, call 800-456-0864, extension 2106. Or tune in to future episodes where you're able to ask questions live via talkshoe.com.